Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're a month into it now. We don't have answers. Some days I forget that this is even still a real thing. It could still happen. It just completely slips my mind because there's no news on it. And we're just in this state of limbo with Aaron Rodgers. Schefter now saying that he still thinks Rodgers could be holding out for Minnesota changing its mind, and that this is not, I repeat, it's not Rodgers having a secret deal with the Steelers or a handshake deal, that he still is really vacillating and thinking about it and hasn't truly made up his mind. And there are still things about the Steelers that Rodgers does not want to sign up for, commit to, whatever.
If he's taking this long, does he really want to be here at this point? Not to use the Hayward or Watt sort of, or the, I guess what Hayward really only said. If you're really vacillating this much, how badly do you want to be in that particular spot?
You don't. You know what it feels like to me? It feels like when a guy signs a one-year deal with the Pirates.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And you know the dude's like, I had, there was nothing else left.
Who said that? Dyson?
Gerard Dyson. Why did you sign here, Gerard? Because the Pirates offered me a contract and no one else didn't. Cool. Thank you. Now I'm can't wait to go buy my season tickets. Like, that's how this feels to me right now. Like, Aaron Rodgers is, you're so, in Aaron Rodgers' world where he could have his cake and eat it too, you're so far down the list of places he actually wants to play that he'd rather sit around and do hot yoga and watch another documentary on a big conspiracy theory than sign with you. Now, there is more from Schefter on, like, the Steelers' patience being put to the test and them finally getting ready to put their foot down, potentially. Here he is on his podcast talking about there being a date next week that isn't the draft that really matters in this whole thing.
I think we are entering the critical stretch for Aaron Rodgers' final decision about whether or not to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I say that because of this. The Pittsburgh Steelers voluntary offseason workout program begins next week. And if Aaron Rodgers decides that he wants to play in Pittsburgh with new teammates, new receivers, new coaches, in a new offense in a new city, I would think that he would want to be there, boots on the ground, from day one of the offseason program so he could be on the field. Now, he could put this off more and wait longer. Sure, he could do that. It's not like it's a hard deadline. But if you're going to be going into a new situation, don't you want to give yourself the best chance to get acclimated to everybody and everything
That's what every quarterback who changed teams in the offseason, that's what they'll do. They'll be there for OTAs for the first team activity because they'll want to get as much time and as much work in with a new offense.
He's
and new
not
coaches.
That guy, though.
He's not that guy,
he's
exactly.
different from all these guys. That you don't apply the standard you would with everybody else to him because he's proven he's going to do it his own way. But I also find it's interesting that Schefter is saying this. He is the guy Aaron Rodgers told to lose his number. So okay. when he's – no, I'm just – I'm asking. I'm kind of floating this hypothesis out loud. He's got these sort of takes on this. I'm wondering how much he's hearing on the, in background info and if it's even good background info because it sounds like Rodgers – he's on Rodgers' list of –
well, he's not going to get it from the Rodgers side of things. He's not going to get it from Rodgers' agent. He's going to get it from like inside the NFL and from the Steelers if he's going to get it from anywhere, yeah.
I just don't think you can use that date as something that would compel Rodgers to make a decision at all. I also wonder about the Saints and all of this now, too, as another suitor.
Why is that?
If Carr's done for the year.
Okay.
Just another team that might have had designs on trying to bring in somebody else and not just leave it up to Spencer Rattler. I mean, they're getting connected to Shedeur Sanders, so people know that they're still in the market to look for a quarterback. Now, granted, this would be a one-year patch, and their salary cap situation is still a mess from what I remember looking at, but... if you were Rodgers, would you rather go play in that division in a dome 9 games out of the year? Or would you rather play for the Steelers?
It's a fair question. It just seems like it's such a non-starter because no one has linked Rodgers to the Saints and there's been no, like...
I'll admit that it's an outside-the-box
thought. Sticking his head up from...
No, I know.
Underground, popping his head up from the hole and saying, wait a minute, the Saints are now available?
I will admit that I'm spitballing something that kind of popped into my head yesterday that I thought was at least worth bringing up. I don't think it's likely, but that is another team out there that if he was looking who needs a quarterback, he could at least look at them and say, hey, New Orleans, what are you doing?
If they had like a coach that he knew or a place that was, you know, coming off a playoff appearance or a double-digit win season, yeah. I think that's...
well, think of all the voodoo and stuff down there he could get into.
That's a good point.
Witch doctors.
Name? Madame...
Bovary?
Yes, I think.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
Look up known voodoo woman from New Orleans.
Voodoo vixens?
Voodoo lady New Orleans.
Voodoo madame? No. Voodoo lady New Orleans.
Yes. Anything?
Marie Laveau.
That's her. I think.
Yeah, she was a Louisiana Creole practitioner of voodoo, an herbalist, and a midwife.
That sounds like someone Aaron Rodgers would have been all about back in the day.
100%.
Here is Schefter saying that Aaron Rodgers has people like Arthur Smith pulling their hair out right now.
You imagine what it would be like right now to be a coach on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff when you're trying to basically get your offense ready for the start of your offseason program, and you don't know whether that offense is going to include Aaron Rodgers or not. You're going to have one offense that's dictated for Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson, the two quarterbacks currently on your roster, plus whoever you might draft in the draft. And then you're going to have another offense in the event that Aaron Rodgers tells you, yes, I'm going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So this is tough on the coaches. This is tough on the front office. This is tough on all the Steelers fans who have been waiting for an answer, but we are entering a critical period for the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fans.
I think that Tomlin has talked and coached Smith and others into believing that all of those sacrifices and concessions they'd have to make for Rodgers are worth it. So, yeah, like they do have to build two offenses, a provisional one for a rookie quarterback and Mason Rudolph, and then a separate one for Rodgers. But I think like Mike would give them the whole, like, this is why this is the, you know, the life you've chosen, or this is why, you know, you signed up for this career.
Don't blink.
You know, like this is his.
Well, also, what choice do these guys have who work under Mike? What choice does Arthur Smith have? I mean, he does. Actually, that's a bad example. Arthur Smith could just be like, I want to go be the son of a billionaire and not do this. I'm good.
I mean, they could have a backbone and say Aaron Rodgers isn't worth it, but Tomlin's not going to listen to them.
Well, not only would they be going against Mike, it seems like they'd now be going against the owner, I would think.
Yeah, the owner can shut this down at any point and say, this has gone on for too long. This has been a joke. either call the guy and get an answer now, or
the fact that he hasn't means that he clearly is on board with it.
Yep.
You can pretty much use deductive reasoning to figure that out.
Yeah, you can't just say this is all Mike Tomlin's fault. You got to lump Art in too. They're double teaming this.
Can you believe, have you just paused to think about the fact that if you had told you and I, we're working together in 2021, hey guys, you're going to have Russell Wilson quarterback the team in 2024. The next year, you're going to be talking for weeks on end about whether or not the Steelers are going to sign Aaron Rodgers. We'd have probably been like, well, that's at least interesting. Not a great situation, though, that we're embarking on.
And they
right
would have cut Mason Rudolph loose, and they would have brought him back, and the fans would be clamoring for him over Aaron Rodgers.
He would be the people's champion, yes.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.